This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's Mike Shope.
We were having a very serious conversation about mayonnaise here.
And the Bulldog.
And don't even talk to me about weed.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
You know, I want to say before, because, you know, what we say usually gets so much traction, this 24 to 10 thought, I don't think the NFL will let that happen. The NFL is not going to send pregame shows and Wheel of Fortune and everybody else that's coming to Buffalo for this game and have it be 24 to 10. It's a national audience.
See if the game's going like that, we'll see a pass interference flag way downfield or something.
One.
Like,
right. Eight.
Right.
Yeah, they're not going to let Kansas City lose 24 to 10. They could lose a closer game. Both teams will get calls that will bump that. I'm not sure I'm going to take that back. I'm not sure I want the under. Because of the, whatever you want to call what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to use the C word. With replay assist, here's what I'll do. I've just heard from replay assist. That's what they call it, right? Not assistants or...
Replay assist.
Replay assist. And the call of 24 to 10 has been overturned.
That would really be something. I think that would be unprecedented if they did that. I'm about to say, well, my thought was to say something, you know, ridiculous, and I don't know how outrageous it would be, but I'm pulling back from saying it as outrageously as I was going to. On the list of benefits to the Bills winning this game for me, it's not the top. I was going to say, like, is it bad if the main reason I want the Bills to win this game is so I don't have to listen to an hour, 2 hours, 20 hours of people bitching and moaning about the Chiefs getting all the calls? Professionally, I think. Not so much personally, because, you know, whatever. I can handle it. But it's on the list. It's not the biggest, you know, the seedings, beating the Chiefs, sending Mahomes home sad, all that outranks not seeing endless memes about the refs wearing Chiefs uniforms and all the stuff. It's just like, it's peak insanity, I think, the Bills and the Chiefs. Really, it's about the Chiefs. Like, every week they play, and it's like, you know, I got to see super slow-mo clips of the right tackle, like, over and 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 over. I'll stop. Oh, my gosh. Like, just Bills, for my sanity, please, just win the game. Just win the game. I don't care how close. Just get it to the garage. And I don't have to hear about all the false starts and all the stuff Kelsey gets away with or whatever.
You know what, though, guys? In the playoff game, on the road, Kansas City, here, January, 2-for-15. They only broke the rules twice in that entire game, all the players combined. 2-for-15. Bills 5-for-28. Kansas City had the ball for rounding up 23 minutes in that game.
I heard that this week, and maybe of all the things from that game, that was the most surprising to hear. Because, like, I don't remember caring about it, first of all, because, you know, the Bills lost. So there's one. But two, a team goes, you know, 9 yards of play against you, you might be inclined to think that they probably had the ball more than that. You know, like, it just was, when they had it, they were very effective. The Bills held on to the ball a lot in that game. I mean, the numbers pointed out.
37 minutes to 22 right. and change.
Right.
Let's go to Pete next. Hi, Pete.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, man.
So, I'm driving along here. I'm on my way to actually a viewing party for the Tyson fight tonight. A bunch of us that used to live together in the 90s are going to watch the fight and probably walk down memory lane.
It's fun.
That sounds like a good time.
The reason I'm bringing that up is I feel like I've actually been more excited for this Tyson fight all week than I am for the Bills-Chiefs game for some reason. I sort of feel maybe it's because I'm getting together with some friends or whatever, but sort of feel dead inside about Sunday. And it, maybe I deserve it to be slapped, but it's kind of gotten boring, Bills-Chiefs. And I hate to say that, but I'm thinking back to when Brady and Manning would play all the time, and that was the game of the week. And it just, I don't know, maybe it's the cushion that we have in the AFC East, and, you know, this game isn't as important as it should be, but just kind of feel dead inside. I'll
yeah.
leave you guys with that.
All right, thank you, Pete. Have a good time tonight. I would guess, I mean, if it were me and I had that kind of gathering planned tonight, I'd be really looking forward to that, too, more than Sunday, if I'm just going to watch the game Sunday at home, you know, with my family or whatever. So that sounds completely normal. Dead inside is strong. I mean, that's a lot stronger than I've wanted to go at this the whole time. But this is really what we've been talking about. The thing we've talked about most this week, I think, has been this. And I don't know. To me, it's not boring, but if the Bills couldn't beat the Chiefs, ever, you know, or if the rivalry were more lopsided in the regular season, it's lopsided in favor of the Bills recently here. I mean, since this all began, the Chiefs beat them in 20. And since then, the Bills have won the other three regular season meetings against them. So it's, you know, it doesn't feel like I can't beat them or the Bills can't beat them. It feels like the Bills can't beat them in January, and there's nothing to be done about that in November. So you're kind of stuck there, and you mix in the excellent records both teams have. And yes, the one seed is something to be chasing, and it is still attainable. But even that is, I'm going to need the Chiefs to drop another game, and I'm going to have to hold serve, and I've got some tougher games coming up. I don't know, the whole thing is just, it doesn't feel like I want it to feel, is how I would put it. So I wouldn't say dead inside for me, but I know what you mean.
Yeah, and I'm just very different in that way about this. Whether that's good or bad, I don't know. It's just personal. For the last 3 years, we talk all offseason, every day, about what the season will be like. And a lot of it is like what it'll feel like. And the Bills have become a team for a few years now where they're really only going to be measured by or remembered for what happens in the playoffs. So if that's your team, what do you do with the actual regular season? Like, it's many more games, but a good hockey team, the Leafs, what's the point of the regular season? Is it fun? Is it interesting at all? Oh, I might be the 2 seed. Oh, I might be the 3. You sit there for 6 months wondering if you're going to play game one at home? I mean, how is that interesting? I mean, relatively speaking, I'll answer my own question. Why it works for so many people is they're not thinking like that. They're just thinking about, this is fun. It's fun to watch and root for, and I can care about the standings. I don't have to care about the standings. It might be healthier to not, because there's really not that much interesting about it. You're going. So football is fewer games. That makes it more intense. These years where how do we sort of take in the regular season when it's all about the playoffs? Well, you know, if, again, you're somebody that just, you enjoy it like so many of us do, and you don't obsess about the standings and everything else, that's part of it. But still, it's more about just like going to the stadium, turning on the TV, rooting for the Bills, very much casual and fun. Great. This game, for me, with that struggle, is the best because it's been so interesting this week, not only talking about the matchup and the rivalry and the history, but also like what it, how it matters or if it matters, you know, all that kind of stuff. And I can't lose. The world is, you know, right. Not the world. The country is watching, and, you know, parts of Munich and London will be watching because it's, you know, this is their sport now, too. I can't lose. Like, I get to see, you know, the caller's talking about Brady and Manning. If I'm not a Bills fan, but I'm a Seahawks fan or something, and the Sunday night game is New England Indianapolis, I'm down for that.
Yeah.
This is something I care about, the legacy of these players and coaches and franchises, and this is the next chapter, and that is absolutely Kansas City Buffalo. This is the next chapter in that next year we'll be talking about, you know, whether it's four in a row in the regular season, everything. You know, so I love all of that, and I'm enjoying being really relaxed about the outcome because I'm kind of fine either way.
Yeah, I respect that. I
whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I miss the edge. It feels very foreign to me to be sitting here at this time on a Friday talking about this game, and I just don't have the edge that I normally would have. And that is relaxing, but it feels weird to me. So I can't enjoy it. I'm uncomfortable in my own skin, right, because I don't have the anxiety that I feel like should be there. And I can't find it. I can't pretend it's not there.
Jeff is next. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, guys. First time, long time. Great topic. Love the show.
Thank you.
Same kind of feeling. It's kind of a lose-lose here. We win the game, and everybody's going to say, oh, well, what are we going to do about, you know, January? We're going to be able to do the same thing. If we lose, everybody's going to feel bad about it, and they're like, oh, well, this is what we got to deal with for come January. So, you know, I've listened all week, both morning and afternoon, and everybody's saying the same thing. Some people think it's the Super Bowl. We still got to beat them in January. So I think that's why we're having a hard time getting excited. I know I'm going to the game, and I'm looking forward to it. I want to see us win, but we still got to beat them in January.
Right.
Yeah, that's what makes it.
Listen to what you guys got.
Thanks, Jeff. Yeah, that's what makes it tough, that part. That's what the Bills have, in a sort of harsher sounding way than I mean it. That's what they've earned by having lost those playoff games.
Yeah, I mean, if we were in the midst of a scenario where the Bills have, you know, were, you know, one win, two wins maybe in these seven matchups so far, then that would be a different thing. It would feel more like, you know, I need them to know they can beat this team so that they can beat them in January. I don't have that. Like they to me, I know, and you can differentiate. Like I know Josh Allen even did this week when asked about and complimented about how well he's played against the Chiefs at times. He said, you know, yeah, but you know, I got to do it, and we got to do it when it matters the most. Anyway, not that this doesn't matter. And so, like even that, you know, like anybody who says like this is our Super Bowl, I feel like. Maybe they're even more casual than the fan you were describing a few minutes ago, Mike, because maybe they think because the Bills lose to this team in January, like they do, that they never beat them or something. Like, I don't know. They just like, black out the wins because, you know, they're earlier in the season or whatever it is. Like,
I don't think it's that for most people. I know people like that. I think it's more just if you're a Bills fan, you know it's going to end in disappointment.
Mm.
It's not a Kansas City point. It's more just like, yep, here we go. Like, this is what – it always ends in disappointment.
I hope I can enjoy this now because right. I know it's going to be bad in the
right.
end. Right.
That's not me.
Right, me
but
either.
But I think that's a lot of fans.
I hear you. Yeah.
That's sort of the history of the team, and, you know, the Sabres are roped into that too, right? One way – somehow.
Yep.
Wide right, no goal. Home run, throwback. One – somehow. 13 seconds. Somehow. Don't I do not recommend that. I just no. I think that's a choice.
Right.
I think that's
right.
a choice.
Right.
And for the fourth or fifth year in a row, 28-ish NFL teams would love to trade places with ours. Mark is next. Hi, Mark.
Hi, thanks guys. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, the call of two callers ago where he said he's bored with Bills and Chiefs. Are you kidding me? The last 5 years, I believe Bills Chiefs are the best non-divisional matchup going by far. I had to call. These are the best games. Bulldog, yes. This week's game does not have the flair or whatever you're looking mm-hmm. for. I realize that, and I realize it's not the end of the world if you lose on Sunday. But I love this rivalry, and I hope it continues. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Very good. Sean is next. Hi, Sean.
Hey, guys. Can relate to Bulldog here, feeling not on edge, but I will say after listening all week that I'm getting towards edge here.
I know what you mean. I said at the outset of today's show, I feel edgier than I did on Monday, but I'm still not where I want to be. But I know what you mean.
Yeah, so this is bringing up some things. I have been to the last three games in Kansas City, and I went to the game during COVID in Kansas City. And I just say from a fan's perspective going into enemy territory, last year what I really noticed was, you know, when we beat them and that Kadarius Toney play and everything, I mean, there was a lot of rage from fans, and I had to be pretty cautious about walking out of there. And you could just kind of sense that they were sick of us coming into their place and winning the last three of our season. I mean, the reality is we hadn't played them again since the 13 seconds game where they beat us. And so last year's game, you know, I think had a lot of juice, and it was really intense, and it came down to the wire, and was a great game. But now I think just coming in, this rivalry is just absolutely awesome. I mean, these are two of the best. They've played so much. The intensity of the fans, you know, I remember going to those first games. It was kind of like, oh, this is cute. Bills fans are coming. We have a good barbecue. You guys have wings, you know. But now I've noticed, I mean, it's intense. It's heated up, and you notice that with the fans when you go to those games. And it's exciting to have them come to our place. And, you know, last year when we played them, it was December 10th when we played them, beat them 2017 on that play at the end. And now you're playing them again, you know, not as late in the year, but it's still late. And the chances are we're probably going to see them again. But the one thing I've always wanted is you guys talked about the one seed. I do want to fight for that thing. Let's mm-hmm. win this game. Let's go on a bye. Let's get healthy. It's the healthiest, like, maybe we've ever been possibly at the end of the year with Milano and Miller and Rousseau playing the way. And we've just never had a defense in January, I felt that could really shut somebody down and stymie somebody. McDermott's never been able to do it. And maybe, you know, getting healthy, getting a bye in the first round, which I know is still a long shot even if we win,
yep.
but that's a lot to play for.
I don't Job. Disagree with any of that. I mean, the one is attainable, and I really want it. It's the – I'm like – I'm stuck there too, though, because I feel like that is going to drag it's going to drag you into going hard for it. And if you do that and fail, and I know what a loser that sounds like, all right, but there's some benefit to letting the one go and just sort of taking care of your team and staying healthy and load management and that kind of stuff that I think could come into play, not right away if they lose this game, like, you know, after the bye, but, you know, towards the end here, once we get to December, December is the next game after this one, but the last 3-4 games of the year, they could be in a position where they can rest there instead of leaning into going for the one. And so, I don't know, like, I guess I don't want to lean into trying for the one so hard and not get it that the big picture suffers. And they say anything about the Chiefs and the undefeated thing for them. It's like both teams are in a position here where it almost feels like losing wouldn't be the worst thing in the world for them. And I hate myself for thinking that.
You know, the Chiefs are here next year too.
Great.
And the following year, which would be in the new stadium. Next year, this is hold on. That's assuming the Bills and the Chiefs each finish first.
Okay.
Whoever finishes, if the Bills win the AFC East, whoever finishes first in the AFC West will be here next year. Baltimore and Cincinnati also are guaranteed to be here next year. Whew. Next year is going to be amazing. Those teams, those are all conceivably, you know, probably great games in the last year of the stadium. Not to mention the Saints and the Bucks.
Cut it out.
And the Jets.
You were doing so well.
Right? I mean, probably Kansas City, Baltimore, and Cincinnati are all at Buffalo next year. And Kansas City is guaranteed to be here the following year in the new stadium.
All right.
Yeah. Cool, right?
So the talk of, you know, them never playing here is going to take a pretty big hit, right?
It will maybe seem the other way. Right? Especially if there's another playoff game here. It could be like five
right.
in a row.
Right, yeah.
Between the teams in Orchard Park.
Good.
803-0550, the number. We'll take a break for the update and then talk some more. It is Football Friday on WGR. Dunn Tire Drive at 5, even. The Dunn Tire Drive at 5, presented by Dunn Tire, the official tire dealer of the Bills. Brought to you as well by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. And by Excelsior Orthopedics Express. Sidelined with a sprain, strain, or break, get to Excelsior Orthopedics Express. Picks at 6. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.